Show it is 2 o'clock. This is December 11th, meeting of the Upper Trinity Crown Water Conservation District here in our district offices in Springtown, as well as online. If you're online and wish to discuss any item on the agenda, if you'll hit the chat function and let Doug know, we'll get you in when we get to that subject. Director Nate, would you call roll, please, sir?
Jared Reynolds.
Absent.
Bob Lusk.
Here.
Shannon Nave. Here. Tim Watts. Absent. Don Micah.
Here.
Brent Wilson.
Here.
Mike Berkeley.
Here.
And Tracy Messler.
Here. We do have a quorum. Brother, please stand and join me in the pledges of the flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible. We have anybody signed up for public comment? Okay.
Yeah, just.
And sure, we're open public hearing at 2:03. Public hearing, receive any public comments, requests to contest. General manager's report and recommendations regarding the following applications for permit, permit amendments, and a request for exceptions to the district's water well spacing, minimum size, track size requirements. Item A, applicant owner Chris Mowry, 243 Alamo Road, Montague. Doug?
Yes, sir. So we'll start. Chris Mowry, this is the one, it's just south of Montague. This was on the agenda a few months ago for a violation, operating without a permit. We revoked his registration. He submitted an application for an operating permit and operating for an application for new well registration, increasing the GPM up to 30, correct, Kyle? So again, it's just south of Montague. It's for commercial purposes and selling water for oil and gas oil field activity. See, the well meets all spacing. It was submitted as a new well, even though it exists, and that was basically for the major alteration to bring it up to 30 gallons a minute. There's no well within 500 feet, and there's no property line within 150 feet. So there's no board action required on that. As far as the annual allocation, as you guys know, for the Trinity group of aquifers, it's based on the thickness of the aquifer or depth of the well, whichever is less, and the acreage of the applicant's property. He owns just under 37 acres. Average aquifer thickness is 158 feet, well is 240, so it clearly penetrates the aquifer. There's a 2-acre deduction for one registered exempt well for the well for at his house. So based on the math, comes out to 2,729,450 gallons that is available under an operating permit. He's requested 3 million gallons. Some of that's for some of that's for shop use there on the property, but the majority of it is for selling water. And he is able to justify that based on some information he provided to Kyle. Yes.
Is this the gravel lay down yard?
Yes.
The one that was for watering cows?
Yes. Okay. Correct. And so based on everything that was submitted, again, I think his justification could have been for more than the 3 million, but that's the 2.7 million is all that's available under an operating permit. So my recommendation is approval of operating permit, the application for operating permit 100M-OP in the amount of 2,729,450 gallons per year. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
This doesn't impact what he does with the domestic well, correct?
No, it has no impact on his domestic well. And it also has no impact on using this well for livestock or ag purposes. And he talked to Kyle, and I think he's going to split the well at the wellhead, meter the side that goes into the tank for sales, and then for the side that goes out for livestock, will be unmetered as we allow under district rules.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve.
Hear a motion by Director Wilson to approve. Do I hear a second? Let's get a second so we can continue discussion. I'll second so we can continue discussion. Go ahead, Santa.
We feel that that's, is that required for us to do to allow him to?
Yes. Yeah.
So we have no choice.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything we could.
If we approve the permit, we have no choice on him splitting the water and metering.
Right. I don't think we have any choice about that regardless. I mean, anybody can use a non-exempt well for an exempt purpose. And we don't charge them, or that doesn't count towards their permit.
It doesn't count against the amount of gallons they can take out of the property.
Correct. Correct. The permitted volume is for the non-exempt purpose.
So hypothetically, an unscrupulous individual could pump out of both sides or just the non-meter.
Could. But we even in our rules, and always have since the beginning, and I'm pretty sure Brian put it there for a good reason, we talk about if there's a non-exempt and exempt use, then it's got to be split, and the non-exempt side has to be metered. Yep.
Did he take care of all the stipulations
yes.
from the last time?
Yep.
Paid his yep. fees and penalties, et cetera?
Yes, sir. Everything's been taken care of.
And in fact, for clarification, you would not have brought this to us if he hadn't.
Correct. Yeah, we can't act on anything that has outstanding invoices, outstanding penalties.
Okay. Any further questions from the board?
I'm kind of curious about one thing.
Does
the rate of selling the water impact the aquifer? In other words, 30 gallons a minute is like 43,000 gallons a day, but he's going to be permitted for 7,500 gallons a day. Mm-hmm. So can he do all that pumping like in a short period of time? And if he does it matter?
As far as the way we permit, yes and no. I mean, I see where you're going. You're going to have a bigger impact when you pump nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
But then that pumping goes away and everything recovers. And for 8 months, there is no impact. So when you look at long-term impact, it really is the annual volume that comes off, because we're looking at year after year after year after year.
Okay.
So it, in the grand scheme of things, long-term, it doesn't really matter if he pumps it all at once or if he spreads it out over the year. Okay. Now, if you're sitting right next to him and you live next door, then you're going to feel more impact if he pumps it all at once, because it's going to have a bigger impact on immediate drawdown, right? Because you're not on and off. So the aquifer is not getting a chance to recover every time when you're pumping steady, it just draws down and stays down.
That's where I was going.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Right. So it's temporary. It's better to pump it, extend it out over sporadically over the year on your neighbors. But in the grand scheme of things, when we're talking about trends over time, it's just
irrelevant. Okay. Thanks.
Any further questions? A motion from Director Wilson, second by myself. Did we hear? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, applicant LaFleur Roche, LP, 210 Clear Lake in Weatherford. Doug?
Yes, sir. This is just west of Weatherford on the north side of I-20. It's a little commercial. Little commercial park. There's couple buildings there, several offices, businesses. They currently operate three wells under an operating permit. Their existing operating permit is a very small amount. I'll see. I got on the next slide. They've based on a new tenant that moved into one of the buildings using more water and water use earlier this year, they realized that they needed more allocation. So they submitted this application. It's all existing wells. So there's no action on for the board to take. I'm just putting this up there. They all meet spacing. They're all little wells, like 10, 15 gallon minutes each. So based on allocation method, thickness of the aquifer or depth of well, 257 foot is the thickness of the aquifer. Deepest well is 300 feet. So they get the full allocation. Applicant's property is 9.321 acres.
they have a hundred. So their current permit is only 140,400 gallons. So that'll be deducted off. So you're 257 feet by 500 by 9.321 acres. You subtract off that 140,000 gallons, comes out to 1,057,349 gallons per year. And that's a typo down here. No, I'm sorry. That's correct. This is what they've requested, the almost 1.2 million. And that's based on their largest, was it largest week use, largest month use, Kyle? Yes, that is. Extrapolated out. So they kind of estimated on the high side. So they've asked for 1.2. We can only give them one. So my recommendations, approval of the permit as presented for 1,057,349 gallons. Sure.
So they already have the rights for 140,000.
Correct.
So if this is approved, they will have rights for a total of 1.2 million, which is what they're asking.
Which is what they're asking. Correct. I think that's where they came up with that. They included this.
So move.
Have a motion, Director Nave. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Second by Director Berkeley. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, City of Lipan, 105 East Lipan Drive in Lipan, system ID 029H. Doug?
Yes, sir. City of Lipan, and Kyle knows more about this if you want more specifics. He's the one's been talking to him. But basically, the City of Lipan, after looking at their rates this year, or what they've been pumping, and then based on expansion, I believe it was like 140, like 140 lots they're looking having come online. They need more water. All of their wells are actually outside of their CCN except one, so they can technically only pump out of from the operating permit from this one well, which I don't think it'll be an issue. You know, paper counting wise, Kyle and I have talked about this, but they can get an operating permit because one of their wells is in the CCN, barely. So based on our allocation, the aquifer is only 125 foot thick within underneath the CCN. That well is only 95 foot deep, though. They've got a historic use permit for 49 million gallons. They've got 76 acres that'll be deducted out, that have been deducted out for registered exempt wells. And that brings their total possible allocation up to 389 million gallons. They're requesting an additional 14 million gallons. And it is based on a forecasted increase of 141 connections using about 275 gallons per day. And my recommendation is approval as presented and the amount of 14 million gallons.
Looked at a couple of things lately where the CCN doesn't cover the wells.
Right.
And our current rules don't allow the use of the right-of-way?
It does not.
Non-jurisdictional right-of-way?
Right. It does not. And I don't think the law would, Brian would speak to that, but I don't think it would either.
So if Community A has a CCN, but their city limits are bigger than their CCN,
they can use their city limits. Correct.
And this is a water district. Is this Lipan, the city?
Right.
And so this is outside the city limits?
Correct. Okay. Yes, sir. All their wells are basically on one property just south of the city.
They're all in.
Right. They're all like clustered right together. Yeah.
Pre-existing, aren't they?
I think all but one.
Three of them were pre-existing in the district. Three were drilled within the first year of the district.
Right.
And correct me if I'm not wrong, but they're only able to get allocation based on their CCN city limits, not underneath those other five wells.
Correct. Correct.
And one well's inside their CCN.
Well, he said three, had three and added three, so they have a total of six, right?
Right. Five outside, one inside.
So they will have to figure out something else if they ever have any further need.
Okay, right.
That's a lot of water right there available.
Right.
So,
yeah. Okay.
And this isn't the only situation we have like this in the district.
There's a few. Not that many, but there's a few.
There's a few.
So, are they thinking about annexing that piece of property?
I don't know. I don't. We hadn't discussed that.
I'm sure, under current state law, they can annex just down the right.
Right. Yeah.
It has to be 1,000 feet wide, and it virtually has to be voluntary annexation now.
Yeah.
Well, I was going with the idea of voluntary annexation.
Yeah.
Voluntary annexation. They can't. Good.
It's unlikely.
Unlikely.
They can amend the CCN and capture those whales and bring those whales in.
Who was that?
That was me. That's Jared. I'll talk to him about this. They can amend the CCN and can't bring those whales in.
Yeah, they could.
Okay. They increase their volume available.
Right.
So, okay.
That's so moved.
Motion by Director Nave. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Director Lusk. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, continuation of hearing for applications related to permit IDs numbers 007-W-OP, 011-H-OP, and 014-P-OP, submitted by Aqua Texas, originally heard in September. Doug, where are we now?
Yes, sir. So I think we got everything we need, at least on the ones we can do anything with. Systems, we'll start with system 007-W. This is up in Wise County. It's a small tracts, 34 acres, subdivision, aquifer thickness 563 feet. We do not know the depth of the wells, do we? Yes, we do. I didn't add that up. It's what they're asking for. It fits within that. Maximum use year is 2023. They can get an additional 6.7 million gallons. They've only asked for 420,000 gallons. At the time, my recommendation was zero because the wells were outside the CCN. Here's the CCN, the green area. The well is down here. If you remember, this is the one that it was pretty obvious that the PUC just drew in, or their predecessor agency just drew in the CCN incorrectly. Everything kind of lines up if you just shift this straight down. The applicant's engineer provided us with a map. Didn't really add a whole lot. They drew in the CCN. They showed us these yellow triangles are their meter connections. Here's the well. In visiting with them, I'd ask if they could provide us with a copy of the plat that may show what the boundary of the subdivision actually was. They did get a copy. This is just a little clip from the plat that was approved, as you can see, quite a while ago. If you look at this tract right here, tract B still exists in the same shape. This is tract B right here. You draw down 1,100 feet along this line. That takes you to exactly right here. So this dark red line is the shape of the subdivision based on the plat, and the well clearly falls within that. And so I guess I have a question for Brian on this. He and I visited briefly, but I think this is sufficient to show that, you know, here's the boundary of the actual subdivision as it was platted. And it appears that whoever drew in the CCN just drew it in the wrong spot.
Previous page or two pages back there, the middle one. One down, sorry. That one is showing many of their connections are in that CCN.
Right.
Assumed CCN.
Right. Well, and it's also, so you see this dot right here? That's actually another CCN. That's actually a separate subdivision. You see a little bit better. It goes up this street and it includes this right here. So unless Brian says something different, my recommendation is approval of the volume requested, 420,400 gallons per year.
Are you going to have a memo to file addressing our assumption of CCN?
Yes, sir.
Will you not be here when this comes back?
Right. Right. No, we'll put all this in part of the record.
That actually speak volumes, and it wouldn't be the first property that's not correctly identified on the PUC CCN Bureau.
Yeah. So Brian, you cut out a little bit there. You feel comfortable with us moving forward with this?
I do. It looks like the best available evidence is that it's just wrong on the CCN viewer.
Okay. Thank you.
So would I hear a motion for 007-WOP?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Director Micah. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Second by Director Wilson. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. What about the other two?
Okay, so system 11H, this is in Hood County. Again, multiple wells. They've got plenty of allocation left based on all the deductions. They can get 8.5 million gallons. They've asked for 575,000 gallons. My initial recommendation was zero because the wells are outside the CCN. You can see there's a well down here. The other one's way up here. The applicant's engineer provided us information, you know, showing the connections, the boundary. They also identified that this well right here, which it's not really, I mean, it's immediately adjacent. They actually have a lease, not just an easement, for this well location. And that lease is adjacent to the CCN. And because it's a lease and they've provided us a copy of the lease, that